Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Super Bowl streaker scammer, how 2024 is the year of the Hamburglar and Sweet Pea, the Lady Gaga Fortnite Festival, and Normani exposed for running her own Stan account? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning!
Hey!
Hi!
Dress rehearsals.
Oh my God. You know, okay, so the night, you don't know this because you never did a musical, right?
Excuse, don't you ever say I didn't. I was a thespian.
Oh yeah? Were you sitting in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock?
My school did plays.
Exactly.
Skits, really.
Exactly.
Skits, really.
Yeah, you...
Mamrie would call our plays skits.
Okay, anyway, I do like a dress rehearsal because it gives you the thrill without any of the, like, you know, the bad.
Well, listen.
I loved the final dress rehearsal when the director would come out and be like, to be honest with you guys, I'm not proud of this show yet. We need to get our heads in the game. That type of last day energy before the big show. You can't. Super Bowl. They don't even know the stress. Okay, they don't know. They
Are
don't
you
know.
To get into Super Bowl talk.
Did you say the Super Bowl?
I wasn't listening to a thing you were saying that whole last. How long were you talking? I was busy Googling the play we did in. The one play that sticks out in my mind from high school.
What was
and
that?
You can, it's called Three Murders and it's only Monday.
Girl, not, you know what?
Hold on.
Be funding the arts. Corey's school did not have a budget for a play.
Well, this says you can get the play, you can get this play for $11.95.
Exactly.
This is a pun upon pun comedy murder mystery where the characters are dropping like flies.
We need to be funding the arts.
And there's an audience involvement portion to have.
Hate it.
Well, yeah. It was a murder mystery, and there was a gun in it.
Oh.
And then there was a school shooting around the time we were doing this play.
Jesus.
And then the director was all, "Oh, guys, I think we have to switch to poison cookies." And we all said, "Absolutely not. We will be shooting the fake gun."
If the art doesn't reflect the times, then the artists are off duty. If you are not holding up a mirror to the audience, then what are you doing? Get off the stage. Let somebody else make a statement.
Well, Three Murders and it's only Monday.
Well,
it was a fun
the
skit.
American story, you know? It's giving guns.
I had a blast in that role I played in that.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the
okay,
characters.
Okay, Alec Baldwin.
But, But I could tell you who I played.
Hey, you know about the... Did you watch the Super Bowl? Certainly.
I sure did.
Have you ever streaked? Have you ever been naked running around?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes, people used to be all truth or dare. I dare you to streak around the backyard.
I would say pass.
I did it.
I don't do truth or dare. And if I do, I'm not picking dare.
Boring.
Truth? Are you gay? No, I'm bi-ish. Or I don't know. I'm just figuring it out.
No, I'm straight and I suck dick.
No, I'm just kind of like one of the girls. Mama? No, I'm not picking dare, and nowhere am I streaking, but how many times do you think you've ever streaked?
Like...
Cheeks out? Double caked up?
What's the definition of streaking?
Naked, running.
You telling me you aren't just... What if I'm naked in my home? What if I'm naked right now?
You're not.
Don't ruin the fantasy.
If I need to grab something and I'm in the shower, I feel like a streaker, a wet streaker.
Oh, baby. I live alone, baby. I am very rarely wearing clothes in my home.
I don't like it if I get out of the shower and the dogs are looking at me. I'm like,
well, that I would
I'd like a little bit of decency. Let me have a little bit of privacy, please.
You could shut the door.
I do. Crouton will peek in.
He's trying to get a glance at that good.
No, I think he's just wondering why I would subject myself to something that he considers punishment for himself. Anytime I bathe him, he's like, he considers it to be not a good part of his day. Anyway, there was a streaker at the Super Bowl. Okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Did you see it? Did you hear about it? Or did you hear about the shenanigans what really went down?
I was actually, that's funny, because I meant to Google this, because I remember they announced a streaker, but I remember the two commentators were talking, and they're like, oh, there's a streaker on the field, and I thought the camera was going to cut to it, but no, then it just started showing nothing, and I was like, oh, they're trying to deter other streakers from...
Do most streakers hold the goods in their hand and run...
What do you think the streaking ratio is, male to female?
Well, the most streakers, I would imagine, are men. It's a form of sexual assault.
Let me see what you are dangling. What you dangling?
I don't know if I have a firm stance on. Some people would call it like I'm not consenting in a public space to being flashed. So where's the line of that? So like, if people are covering it, I guess it's different than
question.
If they're not. What's the deal?
If you're going to streak and you're going to cover it, what's the point?
Retweet. Well, I'm holding my hand. Yeah.
But I'm holding my hand over my tra-la-la. No, honey, grow up.
Well, there was a streaker at the Super Bowl, and it's been exposed that it's been exposed that they were actually a part of I don't even know what this would be called, insider trading maybe. So they bet. In a bet on a
in a big betting pool.
You know how people are betting, okay?
Yeah,
bet on it.
Spabetti.
They put $50,000 down on.
Oh, they bet $50,000.
$50,000 that there would be a streaker. Okay,
and then they struck.
They struck. They stroke.
Is it struck or streaked?
I stroke.
Is it lip sync or lip synced?
They were striking. The streaker stroke, and they were the better. And they bet
on it. I think if you stroke while streaking, it's double the time. Double the
three strokes. You're
double
out.
Whammy. I think.
Well, $50,000 down, and the winnings included $374,000. Because that's he was like correct, there was a streaker.
That's seven times his money. I'm here for this.
They're saying though that there was the cost of you have to buy a ticket, which. people were estimating at $40,000, but you were saying you can get a cheap seat for what?
$10,000? Well, hold on. Yeah, because my brothers were very let's Google the tickets when they thought the Lions were going to possibly make the Super Bowl RIP. And my brother was like, oh, no, you could get cheap tickets for like $10,000 to $12,000.
Okay. Well, even then, if you're making back $374,000, it's worth the $12,000. It's worth it. The $40,000 if you get like a front row ticket or whatever. And there was a $1,000 fine. So
is he on a like registered sex offenders list now? Probably though.
Ooh, that would be a downside.
You're telling me. Okay, so honestly, if I was Judge Judy, and someone came before me, and they're all like, I was streaking at the Super Bowl, and then they were like, I did it to take down big gambling, I would say, you're free, sir. I wipe that slate clean. I would say, hey, that's called using your noodle.
You bet it. Well, using your noodle indeed.
Yes. Using
your big old manicotti.
Do you think he was there with friends or bought a solo ticket? How do you like look over at your friends and you're like, well, guys.
Who's holding your H&M sweater?
Hey, guys, here come my nuts.
Oh, here come my nuts. Oh, God.
Or like, do you just tell them, you're like, hey, BRB, I'm going to go get some more beer. Anybody want a cotton candy?
I don't know. They're in on it. I wouldn't, if my friend told me he was streaking at the game, I would immediately be like, I have to leave. I can't be even a part of this. I can't be. Bitch, when people were trying to toilet paper.
You don't want
to. If people were toilet papering people's houses, I stayed in. I said, I'll watch the sleeping bags. I'm not going.
You don't want to see my hot cakes on the Jumbotron.
It's not that I don't want to see your hot cakes. It's that I don't want to be associated, affiliated. I'm not there in cahoots.
You think all the people in your area, your section, are pointing and they're like, that's friend of streaker.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to be questioned. I don't want to. Once they have me on a lie detector, it's over. I'm not prepared for what could go down.
Oh, someone's got to watch those sleeping bags, you know.
I'll confess everything. You know, they'll coerce a confession out of most people. I'm probably susceptible.
But I guess you're right. I guess you would technically need seats like down on the lower level.
Down.
Good night from the lower level.
Yes. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, what were you up to last night? Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, something's different about you, in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, did you say something about Judge Judy? I think you did.
I sure did. Always trying to slip her in.
You know what? I don't have my Judge Judy alerts on, but she does keep popping up in the zeitgeist. She's ever present. She really is of pop culture. Did you see the news about her this week?
No, is she still back in the blue?
What do you mean?
Judge Judy's always back in the blue.
Backing the blue? Like an American flag with a blue line in it?
Yes.
No.
She's she's telling people to vote for what's-her-face.
Oh, she's an ACAB.
She's telling people vote.
She was in the news because Bradley Cooper was talking about, I don't know what he was talking about. He's doing his little, you know, he's in that little maestro, whatever the hell. He's in his little press circuit doing his little interviews, whatever, junkets and things of that nature. And it came up that he was at Beyonce's house, okay?
Doing Bradley Cooper was at Beyonce's house?
Bradley Cooper at Beyonce's house. He's telling the story. This is a while ago. This is A Star is Born.
Okay, but what?
He was doing a meeting with Beyonce to like see maybe she's gonna star in A Star Is Born.
Okay.
And while
don't bury
he was
the lead,
and, no, this is not the lead. And while he was there, Jay-Z was on the couch watching Judge Judy. I thought, oh my god, Corey needs to know.
Celebs, they're just like us.
So I guess my question is, do you feel more connected to Jay-Z in this way?
I do.
Does this humanize him for you?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. I guess taste.
Yeah. Do you think he records it you do?
I don't record it. Or you think he's DVR got now? Or you think I got the TiVo out?
You think he's got cable? You think he's watching reruns or what?
I think what I'm thinking most about is so like there's a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. Beyonce walks over it. And like, you know, Bradley Cooper's coming over and your husband's just watching Judge Judy in the main living room.
I don't know the layout of the house and I don't know.
I don't either, but that's what I'm trying to figure out. Or were they like, she was giving him a Cribs tour treatment and she walks by Jay-Z's den and he's watching Judge Judy?
I don't know. You know as much as I do, which is nothing. That's the fuck of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, well.
Very, very interesting.
Do you think a Beyonce A Star Is Born would have been better? It would have been different.
It would have been different. I think they both could have excelled. But like Beyonce doesn't have the ability to do that.
Oh, you think Morphine Beyonce, could have been Sound of Ruzik?
Beyonce doesn't have the nose to do the nose scene.
Oh.
Well, would they give her? I would like to see Beyonce in a prosthetic nose.
Oh my God, speaking of prosthetics.
There I said it.
Did you see what happened to Pink Panthers? Do you even know who Pink Panthers is?
Pink Panthers. She was on The Boy's a Liar Part 2 featuring Ice Spice.
So Pink
Panthers. Queerties nominated.
Oh, Pink Panthers was performing and somebody threw a prosthetic leg on stage.
Hey. Okay, did it hit her in the face?
Not that I saw, but that's the end of the story. On this week's edition of celebrities getting things thrown at them.
Did they sign it?
I don't know. I told you that's all I know.
Okay. Well, do you think the Pink Panthers is related to Chesta Cheetah?
Well, the Pink Panther is giving Chester Cheetah. Chester Cheetah?
Hey, do you have any thoughts on Joe Camel?
Joe Camel and Chester. Yes, I do. Joe Camel and Chester Cheetah and Pink Panther. They're all giving a very cool vibes. I would dream
no.
Blunt rotation, perhaps. The Joe Camel of it all. I don't. You know, I'm not big on cigarettes. It's not really for me. I don't like the smell. I don't like the experience. I don't like to kiss one. I don't like licking an ashtray. But I will say this: They did. They told me Joe Camel was cool, and I kind of believed it.
He had a leather jacket.
He had Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Did he really?
He was kind of sexy. He was giving big dick energy. He had a big, huge fucking schnoz, and it was giving like...
I think that's just all camels.
Yeah, but it was giving like, I've got a big, big donkey dick. Yes.
Fuck. So I'm looking at the ad... advertisements for Joe Camel. Whoa.
Yeah, you turned on, feeling funky with it?
Okay, hold on. Well, first of all, I was going to say, here's a sexy Joe Camel smoking at the on the water.
Oh, I'm seated. I guess he was send it over quickly.
And he's got his feet in the water, but they're coming out of the water a little bit. And he's got human feet. No, I mean, I guess he's playing the piano too. So I guess he does have fingers.
What do you mean human? What do you mean human feet? Are they?
They're not hooves. They're like human feet. He's got at least four toes.
Do camels have hooves?
And he's got his hands behind his head, like sexy, like how those Dom TikTokers pay pigs are like.
Oh my god!
But wait, hold on. So while I was looking through the the imagery, I scrolled down, and then there's one of him in a hospital bed.
Oh,
and I was like, he doesn't look well.
what's he working with?
And he's holding, he looks very pale.
Has he got an iron lung? What's going on? He's got
a bag next to him. I don't know if it's a pee bag or an IV bag.
What is a colostomy bag or colostomy something? Is
it a piss? And it says, you're really not letting me get there.
Okay, sorry, go.
It says Joe Chemo.
Oh. Well, yeah, this is art reflecting the times, baby. This is artists being truth tellers.
Truth campaign came for Joe Camel.
You know what?
Joe Camel is
he may be sexy, but he's if you were to ask me where's Joe Camel now, what you just described seems correct. If you are a chain smoker, the fate does not exclude you just because you're a camel.
You're the one who thought he was sexy.
I can't help what's going on. I'm sure he's into vaping now, but he was marketed as sexy. I was understanding that I was being told he was sexy. Did I find him sexy? No. Was I being told that he was sexy? Yes. Same with Frosted Flakes, man. Same with, like, you know, all of those.
Would you fuck the brawny paper towel guy?
In my later age, yes, but in earlier years, probably not so much. I do love flannel.
Oh, I guess they've changed.
I'm thinking Mr. Clean. Who's Brawny? Oh, Brawny's always a yes.
Damn, Brawny really. They put a woman in a flannel on recently. Because women can be strong too. In case you didn't know,
go woke, go broke. All right.
Wait. Do you think Smokey the Bear is probably pissed at Joe Camel?
Smokey the Bear versus Joe Camel. I don't know.
Put him in that. What was that MTV
celebrity
clay fighting
death
show?
Match. So that's a good celebrity death match.
Put Joe Camel and Smokey the Bear in it.
Honestly, all of these would be great licensing for Fortnite skins. Like why are they not something that you can wear? Every time I see anything in pop culture now, I think that could be a Fortnite skin.
Well, speaking of Fortnite skins, did you play the Lady Gaga Fortnite?
I did. Okay, so, but can I explain a lot? As these are two of my special interests intersecting into one. So it was a big day for me when it got announced. It was a big day for me when it came out. Everyone was like, did you try it? What do you think? The truth is, previous collaborations with artists, they have had in-game concerts where you can go in the game and witness the concert. It's a live event. In recent years, they
have... Explain...
What?
Like, what do you mean it's like a live event? Like her cartoon character is up on stage slaying the house down boots?
Yes, like an interactive map where a 500-foot Ariana Grande is performing a set. Like a concert.
But it's just pre-recorded vocals?
Yeah, it's not live.
Okay, so you said live event.
Well, it's a live event that, like, you have to play at a live time. Like, you can't just, like, play it whenever. You have to be there on that day at that time to play the live event.
Well, I have more questions.
Okay. So that was, like, previous celebrity collaborations.
So are you standing around her performance stage And then the people are coming up behind you and shooting you?
Well, usually it's like there's some plot to it. So like you are advancing. It's like in the Universal, you go to Universal and you ride those rides where it's like you're kind of moving through the plot of the ride. And witnessing the plot of the visual.
So the circle on the Fortnite board is getting smaller, but it's taking you to 50-foot Ariana.
It's not so much like that. You're just witnessing an event. Anyway, they're done doing.
I'll just listen
because the Lady Gaga collaboration. It was announced Lady Gaga Fortnite is headlining the Fortnite Festival season 2 Fortnite Festival, which the weekend did the first. See, like the premiere of Fortnite Festival, and they call it Fortnite Festival, and you think what? You think a Fortnite Festival, a festival in Fortnite, a performance perhaps, an artist's experience, like a interactive, I don't know, musical experience. What it really is they launched like a whole bunch of new Fortnite modes. One of them is Lego Fortnite. One of them is Fortnite, one of them is like Guitar Hero, but it's called Fortnite Festival. So you can purchase games to play in Fortnite Festival, which is Guitar Hero, and you can play those songs in the Fortnite hub. So it has nothing to do with Fortnite, but it's just Fortnite Festival is what it's called. Anyway, so she was announced as headliner of Fortnite Festival, and I'm thinking, oh my god, they're just gonna release some new Gaga songs to play in Guitar Hero in Fortnite, and hopefully some skins you can wear in Fortnite itself to like kill people as, you know, how everyone was killing people as Ariana Grande. Now you can do it as Lady Gaga skins. Anyway, they released like seven new tracks you can play in Guitar Hero version of Fortnite, which is like, cool, thanks. Like, there's new songs you can play in Fortnite all the time.
I have a question.
What?
Why? How did Guitar Hero get there?
It's just a new mode you can play within the Fortnite hub. They're turning Fortnite into a hub where you know you want to play games with your friends, you log into Fortnite, and you might want to play Lego Fortnite with them. You might want to play regular Fortnite with them. You might
want
to play
Fortnite Festival with them. Do you have to hook up your guitar?
No, you play it with your controller. You can probably hook up a guitar. Really.
So you're just button mashing and pretending it's a guitar, but it's not really the guitar controller?
Yeah, like left, up, triangle, and did, O.
Did Dance Dance Revolution walk so Guitar Hero could run? Is Guitar Hero just Dance Dance Revolution for your fingers?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think I've ever played either of those, but I would rather play the dancing version with my feet than my fingers.
I love Guitar Hero, but I get really dizzy. I have to take breaks.
Hey.
Anyway, it was just fine. It was fine. And you know what? The collaboration of my dreams, and then it turned out to be just fine. I guess I just wanted more. Is that wrong? I want more. It's no Chromatica Oreo. It's no Nurtec.
Hey, when I was a little kid, we had like the regular Nintendo, and there was this like Olympics game, and it came with this little like plastic mat that had little sensors in it, and it rolled out, and you would have to like run and then do like a long jump, but you would just like run on the pad really quick.
Okay.
It walked so we tennis could run.
But really had to be using our imaginations for some games.
Well, so we were doing that, but like we were just kids because this was the regular Nintendo. So what could have I been? 5, 6? Anyway, so we weren't good at it. So we would just rub the controller on the plastic mat and we ripped right through it.
Cheaters. Once a cheater, always a friction. Cheater.
Friction. Once a chest, a cheetah, always a chest cheetah. Friction.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, do you think the Hamburglar is hot?
Oh, God.
Kinda. He's a bad boy.
I don't want his meat.
He's a bad boy. And if anybody's going to be bad, you might as well be bad. He's, what is he doing? Stealing, is he Robin Hood vibes? Is he stealing food for who? Or is he just a hungry, hungry boy? Is he the Cookie Monster, but with like.
What's his origin story? His family just doesn't have a lot of money. And he's like, oh, sorry, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm taking these burgers when I can take them.
Is he stealing burgers to provide to McDonald's, or is he stealing burgers from McDonald's, or what's the deal?
I think McDonald's probably has enough money. They could probably afford to have a few burger loss here and there.
I agree. When I worked there, I was always like, drop in the bucket. If I have an old hamburger instead of throwing it out, you know what? Give me that.
Okay, but I have a question as someone who worked there previously.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok and it was like a slide post, and it was all like what's some hard hitting information or some shit like that. I don't remember, but one of the slides was like, if you get an 11th nugget, it wasn't an accident. The person did it on purpose.
I would say yeah.
And
nobody's blanking out and just throwing nuggets willy nilly. Maybe they did. I certainly never did.
That made me think, like, aren't, like, what? Of course it could have been an accident. Is there some contraption that counts out the 10 for you?
No, you use a scooper and you scoop, like, three at a time, four at a time.
Yeah, so of course mistakes happen, so that person's a liar. Anyway, what were you saying about the Hamburglar?
Well, you know how my fingers are on the pulse. Are you familiar with that?
I wouldn't smell your fingers.
My fingers are in the air. I'm feeling the ways the winds are blowing. I am understanding the ebbs and flows of culture and things of that nature. When Miss Grimace was having her moment last year with her birthday shake, I thought, you know what? I see right through this experience. This was such a success. They're not going to try to do it again with Grimace next year. They're going to do something else. They are reintroducing their IP to a new generation of children who will be making their like little TikToks and whatnots. Of, you remember the TikTok trend of all the Grimace shit? That was a success. So why would they not do it again? So I thought, okay, they got their whole lineup of McDonald's characters. Let me just see what the Hamburglar is up to. And I did a Google search, okay? Lo and behold, what does corporate.mcdonalds.com, what press release did they put out January 29th, 2024? The top result when I Googled Hamburglar, they are launching a new campaign. Hamburglar hits the road for America's most wanted burgers. And if you spot the Hamburglar in his Burger Cuda, which is the name of his car.
Ooh, Burger Cuda.
Is something, I don't know, you can enter or whatever the hell, you can scan a QR and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, he's got his own, you know, they're creating a new viral marketing moment for the next character. And I think we are, if 1989 is the year of the snake, 1989 is the snake, 1990 is the ox, 1991 is the et cetera, et cetera.
Well, 1990 is not the ox because I'm the ox.
And they
baby.
Cycle and repeat. And if they cycle and repeat, then what was 2023 if not the year of Grimace? And we'll be back to Grimace in a future year.
Wow. You really do have your thumb on the pulse. It's almost as if you exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Well, I'm not a coconut falling out of a tree. Hello?
I think this, since you asked, I think this is a big Mac steak to take Grimace's shine away from him. I think Grimace was such a splash. They won't completely push him aside.
I'll never get the image of Grimace getting milked out of my head. All the fan art that people made of him getting hooked up to a milking machine. That is what I hope for all marketing campaigns, because you know they have to present the results of the experience of the successes of the reach of this viral marketing campaign. You think they had to explain to the McDonald's higher ups, oh yes, we reached 2 billion views with this viral marketing post of Grimace getting milked.
Well, I'm glad you'll never get that image out of your head, because I'll never get the taste of that Grimace shake out of my mouth, because it tasted like chemicals.
I loved it. It was giving blueberry. You know,
I'm here for some sort of berry fucking treat, purple treat, grape colored bitch. Fuck.
Well, and it you tasted, know what?
I was sadly disappointed.
Hey, what do you know about a Whopper?
I know that those really are flame broiled, and that they don't just print the lines on the meat.
Print? were you thinking they were?
Big ink, baby.
Oh, big ink. Big ink. I saw that they're doing a competition where if you come up with the next burger at Burger King, the next you know, big sensational burger concept, then they'll give you $1 million.
You know, this is like when Lay's used to always get me to pitch chip ideas, and I'm sure they fucking took some of my chip ideas flavors and never gave me
When were you in the room with Lay's?
When we first moved to San Francisco, so it would have been like 2011-12, Lay's was very, come up with the next new Lay's flavor, and that's when people were like, sriracha, honey mustard. Dumb.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't ever see a red cent from that.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
You know what needs to have a comeback? You know what flavor it needs to start hitting again? Sweet pea. Whatever happened to sweet pea? Where is she? Did you have sweet pea?
Bitch, I was wet in middle school for a sweet pea.
Bitch, I know you were a sweet pea girly. What did you have? The spritz, the spray,
no.
the hand sanitizer, the lotion, the leg lotion, the shower gel. What did you have?
We couldn't afford sweet pea. I had to, that's why I befriended all the girls.
I had to shoplift it.
That's why I befriended all the girls in middle school, because I was like, those fucking boys don't have sweet pea hand sanitizer latched to their backpack. I got to make friends with the girls.
You're right. I loved going into, what is that called? Bed, Bath & Beyond. Not Bed, Bath & Beyond.
Bath & Body Works.
Bath & Body Works. The smell of a Bath and Body Works is like a pie in the distance for a cartoon child that gets lured in, and the smell is bringing the child in the cartoon.
Bath and Body Works was your Hansel and Gretel.
Sweet Pea is my, well, I'm conflicted, because there I am probably in Spencer's, and I'm smelling a little Sweet Pea from one nostril. I'm smelling a little bit of, Sbarro's in the other. It's kind of like pulling, they're the angel and devil on my shoulders, if you will. Yeah,
I will. Yeah, I used to, when I had girlfriends in like sixth grade, and I'd have to be like, Mom, I need to buy her something for Christmas. My mom would be like, well, everybody loves a little Bath and Body Works.
Yes, yes.
Although
yes,
now that I think about it, I think my mom was very anti sweet pea. I think she was fuck sweet pea.
Oh, she's a hater.
She was like, that stank.
Okay, well, name another flavor. Name another flavor. What else was popping? Nothing. You can't, bitch. You can't.
I'm Googling.
Get Danette on the line. Get Danette on the line. What? Oh, Danette. What Bath and Body Works do you prefer?
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. Here I am. Bathandbodyworks.com/ slash fragrances. We have every fragrance from A to Z. Pick a letter.
Well, yeah, I certainly hope.
Pick a letter. They got one for every letter. Well, not Z.
R.
So not even Z, so that's weird.
So R, A to Y?
They got
from A to Y.
Their R flavors include Rainbow Cereal, Rainfall Retreat, Rainforest Gardenia, Raspberries and Whipped Vanilla, Raspberry Tangerine, Redwood Citrus, Renew and Refresh, Restorative, Ridgeline, Rio Pineapple Mango, Root Beer Float, Rose, Rose Amber, Rose Vanilla, Rose Water.
Okay.
Yeah, are you wet?
Honey, I've been wet. If you don't dry off, you don't gotta. You don't gotta get wet.
They got wet. They got a whole sweet line: sweet apple, sweet carrot cake, sweet kiwi and star fruit, sweet orange and agave, sweet pea, sweet red mango, sweet heart cherry.
I just feel like sweet pea is due for another moment, and it's going to be a lot of millennials being like, all these kids getting into sweet pea as if it wasn't already a thing. Oh, but you know what? History repeats itself. Repeats itself.
The Y flavor is called You're the One. What do you think that smells like? Pits.
You're the One. I used to buy some of these. I used to buy Yankee candles.
Why used to? They still bomb.
No. But I would go to the Yankee Candle store and I would always just browse their Vera Bradley stuff and look through that. And did I tell you about, once I really treated myself, I bought a Vera Bradley iPod case. I know I've talked about this on the pod, but I never in my life have I felt more chic and beautiful and rich than when I had my iPod mini Vera Bradley iPod case. It was cloth. It was cute. It was
I think you saved this for therapy.
It was cunt. It was people didn't even know. And I got it from the Yankee Candle store in the mall. It was like, ooh, girl. Yeah. Hey.
Well.
I'm not done yet. Did you see about Normani?
No. I guess we have to save it for next week.
No. Normani was putting out an album, but then she cleared her social media, and then it posted on Normani Nation a screenshot that included edit page of the Instagram. So clearly Normani runs the Normani Nation and was acting like they were a stan account, blah, 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 blah. But apparently, like, they had already said that there was, like,
here's Normani the thing.
Team run. But people were really being like, oop, goop, gotcha, she got. Exposed.
She ain't posting her own stuff anyway.
T. And if you've ever gotten a tweet favorited by a celebrity,
it wasn't me.
The celebrity anyway. It was whoever's running their account. If a celebrity's ever tweeted you, it was never even them in the first place. So don't even open that. You don't want to know the truth.
If Tyler favorited a tweet of yours in 2013, it was me.
That's not true. It actually was. It was me. Hey, girly pops.
Where can people find you? Tyler liked. I was like, oh yeah, you wish. You can find me at the Bath and Body sniffing things.
Ooh, me too, actually. I got a basket. You want to share a basket or you need your own?
I probably need my own. I got a lot to make up for since I didn't get to get it when I was trying to get it back in the day.
Well, you know what? As an adult, I empower you to really live your full truth. Get that sweet pea. Get a discount. If you get three, you get your fourth. What is it? Five. You buy five, get the sixth free. So go on, girl. Go on and get it.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Tyler Oakley. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays. Come on over. Come say hey. That's all.
Gruel.
Gruel.
Bye.
Bye.